now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time now for a check of your sports. I'm Gary Lee. The West Plains Ladies is our cross-country team. Well, they came into the Class 4 state meet with no wiggle room for error. Lady Zizzers went to the starting line with five runners in uniform. And with that said, all five would be counted on for the team score. Those five Lady Zizzers stepped up together to score 133 points and walk away with a state runner-up finish. Congratulations. The West Plains Zizzer boys finished in the top 10, finishing fifth overall. The number 12 Missouri Tigers came up short during a 30-21 loss to Georgia at Stanford Stadium on Saturday. The Tigers had a 13-10 lead early in the third quarter, but Georgia scored two touchdowns in the period to go up by 11. Cody Schrader had a 12-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter to bring the Tigers within one possession, but Brady Cook threw an interception on each of Mizzou's last two possessions to give Georgia the win. Cook had 212 yards passing and a touchdown to go with his two picks, while Cody Schrader rushed for 112 yards and a score. Missouri is tied for second place in the SEC East with a 3-2 conference record and a 7-2 mark overall. The Tigers will host number 17 Tennessee this Saturday. The game is a sellout and will start with the pregame at 12:30 and kick off at 2:30, all on Q94. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies, they're in Oklahoma, and they played yesterday morning. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The MSU West Plains Grizzlies got down by as many as 23 to the number 7 team in the country, Midland College, on Sunday morning, but they rallied to cut it down to as low as 8, missed some chances to cut it down further, and eventually Midland beats the Grizzlies by a final score of 72-57 in tournament play at Enid, Oklahoma. The Grizzlies trailed at the half 49-27. Better defense in the second half eventually led the Grizzlies to outscoring Midland in the final 20 minutes, 30-23, but the gap was too big. The Grizzlies were led by Lucas Prola with 13 points. Kendon Peebles had a nice game with 11. The leading scorer in the ballgame off the bench, Jaron Cook for Midland. He finished with 25 points. The Grizzlies dropped to 1-1 on the season. Game 3 will be this morning at 10 o'clock against New Mexico Military Institute, and that game will be aired on KDY. Final again, Midland over the Grizzlies, 72-57. From Enid, Oklahoma, with the Grizzlies, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Thanks, Harlan. The West Plains Lady Zizzer basketball team will be traveling to Donovan for a jamboree with Alton and Poplar Bluff November 14th before opening their regular season against Union on November 17th. The Kansas City Chiefs secured a 21-14 victory over the Dolphins to win the NFL's first ever game from Frankfurt, Germany. Patrick Mahomes led Kansas City to victory after completing 20 of 30 passes for only 185 yards and two touchdowns. Jerick McKinnon and Rashid Rice each caught TD passes, while Isaiah Pacheco ran for 66 yards on 16 carries. Brian Cook managed to convert a scoop and score after Tariq Hill fumbled behind the line of scrimmage. Kansas City improved to 7-2 and is first in the AFC West. The Kansas City Chiefs now head into their bye week. They will return to action at home against Philadelphia on Monday Night Football in Week 11. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.